report.
I think we need a slideshow of her.
I know, we see her.
Or at least you win them. A personal demonstration.
Good evening, board members and audience coming this evening. And I hope that your wife will get our next batch of Tyvek, which I think I dropped up there somewhere, for more blue ribbons, we're hoping.
Well, now that we know what it's called, we might, we might be able to go to new heights. Right.
And also I'd like to thank the board members for their kind words regarding Cindy Weiss. She is a resource, as are all of our staff, and I do get compliments about her work also all the time. So I will pass it on to her and her supervisor, Doug Smith, who's out in the audience. So thank you for your kind words. Well, as you heard, I'm Patty Kuyunja, and I also had a maiden name in Swartz, which was much easier, but took my husband's Armenian name, Kuyumja, so I know it's hard to pronounce. So, well, I wanted to give you an update on a few items. As always, in your packet is a written report on a number of key issues that we're updating on that staff are working. These are often items that don't actually make it to the board agenda items, so you can see other things that we do in the region. But I have some personnel news to report, which is always good. We have three new staff in our Victorville office I'd like to introduce you to, and one change in our Tahoe office. Christina Velasquez has joined our Victorville office as engineering geologist. Christina, give us a little wave there. She'll be working on DOD and other cleanup sites, although at the moment, not so much the DOD sites given the federal shutdown. Christina was formerly a student assistant with our Victorville office a bit ago, and so we're thrilled to have her back. Very lucky. Also, Bill Muir, who's, there you go, has joined our office, and he'll be working also on DOD cleanups at some point and the Barstow perchloric cleanup. His vast technical expertise on cleanup sites is a huge benefit to our region, and so it will be much appreciated. Our newest member is Carrie O'Keefe, a scientific aide who has joined our Victorville office, and she'll be helping Patrice Copeland in her land disposal unit on a number of the programs there. John Studi, who's in our Tahoe office and formerly with the DOD office, has moved over. He is now in the cleanup and site investigation unit, and he'll be taking over the caseload for Jeb Brathwaite. As you recall, he retired this summer. And John will be working on the solar thermal projects, northern landfills, underground storage tank cleanups. So, and I don't think Tim posted any of this, but I wanted to give him at least a shout out. Tim Post is going to be leaving our regional board. He's been with us since 1987, to give you a sense of how long he's been with us and all the contributions he's given to us. As you know, he worked on that on the Barstow perchloric cleanup and Edwards Air Force Base, which you may not know. He also organized our Death Valley staff excursions and was the recent winner of our chili cook-off. We're sad to see him go. We wish him well. He did get a promotion. He'll be going to the state board to work with the underground storage tank cleanup program. So we're very happy. Their gain, our loss. He'll be hard to replace, but we're going to try. So we'll be announcing for his slot at some point. So we wish him well, and please pass on our well wishes to him. I also want the board to know that we're scheduling our second all-staff training in Tahoe in November 6th and 7th. We did our first one last year, and I think it was a very good success. The staff really enjoyed it, and I want to just mention to the board members, if they're free or they would like to stop by, we'd love to see you. We're going to be focusing on some organizational improvement ideas, enforcement, communication, and team-building skills for our staff. So I hope to make this an annual event. Funding willing, of course. Next update is our long-awaited nearshore report will soon be done. I know I've been saying that for a while, but truly it will be. It'll be released later this month. You know, our staff has been working really closely with our Nevada colleagues and with TRPA on anticipation of the report release. We had a hand as a executive management of overseeing the contents of the report and finalizing the scientific study. At the November board meeting, expect a presentation from the scientists about the nearshore report, and then a presentation from our staff about what do we do with the recommendations, or how do we move forward as a regional board. As a reminder, there was a budget supplemental report that required us to do a work plan for how we would implement the report, but it's been late. We still will be doing that report and providing it to the legislature. On to another completely different issue. The State Board is convening a marijuana task force to address a lot of the increasing water quality problems we're seeing from marijuana cultivation, both illegal and legal operations. Now, a lot of problems are found in Region 1 around the North Coast, and a lot in Region 5 in the Central Valley and in the Western Sierras. We're going to be participating in that as well. Eric Taxer will be our representative on this work task force. I don't believe we have the depth of problems that the other regions are seeing, but we're starting the process of talking to our local law enforcement officials to get a better sense of the magnitude of the problem in our region, and we'll be participating in this effort. Also, I have two enforcement and compliance matters under my consideration as executive officer. One you won't hear so much about, other ones you'll hear a lot about this evening. First, I received a draft settlement agreement and cleanup and abatement order for the N&M Dairy in Hinckley. The comment period closed this past Friday, and we're now reviewing the comments. The draft settlement would assess a liability of $377,000, with half going to the State Board's Waste Discharge Fund and the other half to ASEP, placing the dairy's 310 acres along the Mojave River Channel in a conservation easement. All of the dairy operations have ceased at this facility, and the cows have been removed from the site. Replacement water is being proposed for those affected, and the waste is being removed. I hope to make a decision on the proposed settlement and cleanup and abatement in October, and welcome any additional comments or thoughts from the board members. Scott will talk a little bit about this tomorrow as part of the enforcement items. Secondly, I have up for public comment two requests I received to amend the cleanup and abatement order. I do get these requests on occasion to amend orders and or clarify interpretations of orders. In your packet are these two requests, and the public comments are due to me October 21st. The first request is from two community members asking that I reconsider how we draw our plume boundaries. The issue was raised at the July board meeting in Barstow, as you recall. The residents asked that I require PG&E to include as part of the plume all monitoring wells that exceed 3.1 Chrome 6. Currently, PG&E is required to draw the plume boundary line to connect any monitoring wells located within one half mile of any other monitoring well that have exceeded the 3.1 Chrome 6 or the 3.2 total Chrome. Therefore, exceedances of the 3.1 or the 3.2 parts per billion are not considered to be part of the plume if they are further than 1/2 mile from the plume. Expanding the plume to include the concentrations above those two amounts I mentioned would also expand the replacement water program, which is currently limited to wells within 1 mile of the contiguous plume. You'll hear again more about this in the presentation and some graphic displays to help explain the request. The second request is from PG&E. I sent these both at the same time to get comment on both, even though they're separate proposals. So the request from PG&E is that future eligible residents under the whole house replacement fund be limited to only those that exceed the 3.1 parts per billion Chrome 6 within the contiguous plume, and not expanded to those outside the 1 mile plume, commonly referred to as the buffer. PG&E proposes for those under the replacement program now that they would continue to do so, nothing would change for them, and those who are receiving bottled water would continue to do so, nothing would change for them. The board members, again, will hear more about this evening and likely get public comment on both ideas. Again, if the board has any direction or input for me as executive director, as I consider these, I greatly appreciate that. We also are experiencing some changes with the federal shutdown. We're not proceeding with our Department of Defense clinics. We've been asked to stop work, as have the other regional boards. And it may affect some of our federally regulated areas, such as fuels reduction or restoration projects. They had to stop work. So that means, I guess, in layperson, you know, them buttoning up sites for the winter, particularly up north, is hampered because of this. But there's nothing the federal agencies can do about it. They're just calling us to let us know this is what they have to do. But these are all the issues I have to cover for this evening. If you have any questions, please let me know.
Any questions, Mr. Jardine?
No.
Ms. Cox?
Mr. Sandell?
No, thank you.
Mr. Dyan?
No, thank you.
Dr. Horn?
No, thanks.
Nor from me. Thank you very, very
thank
much.
Thank you.